And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Wow, that was Barbecue Bob and the Grillin' Guys right there. The little Barbecue Bob rap, you know, that thing grows on me every time I hear it. But welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've got the second hour here coming up. We've got a lot going on. In the studio with us, we've got Shasta DeLong from Old World Olive Press. We're going to get to her in a minute. We're going to be talking with Cowboy Rob Russell during this hour. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a gadget called a fire wire that I found online. It's a little skewer that allows you to put a bunch of food on there. It is Memorial Day weekend. Take a moment and pay tribute to those that have given their lives so that a couple knuckleheads can talk on the radio on a Saturday morning. But now,
Shasta and I don't appreciate you calling us knuckleheads.
Yeah, okay. Right? Well, she's a guest, right?
Yeah.
A female guest in the studio. This is new for
That's
the Grillin' Guys.
Record breaking.
I know. We've got to be on our best behavior.
I'm so glad she came up here because, you know, I'd be stuck here with just you. And
that's
added
no good.
Beauty to the studio.
So, good morning, Shasta.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So, tell us a little bit about the Old World Olive Press.
Well, Old World Olive Press, we have a location in downtown Rockford, and we sell over 50 varieties of olive oils and balsamic vinegars right in the store.
So, olive oils and balsamic vinegars, these are used in recipes all over. And I'm wondering, what is it that's different between, if our listeners don't know, you've got vinegars and you've got oils. And they're both two component parts of recipes. What do we typically use oils for? What do we typically use vinegars for?
You know, there are really no rules. And that's where I think the majority of the people out there kind of misunderstand what those products are used for. You can use an oil separately, you can use a vinegar separately, and then you can combine them and use them together. So it really just depends on what sort of flavor you're looking for. Obviously, if you combine the two of them, you're going to get more of a pungent flavor than what you're going to get if you just use an oil or a vinegar combined or separately. But I'll tell you, we have a couple recipes in studio today that will kind of shatter that whole theory, because they're just single item recipes with maybe just one oil or one vinegar, and the flavor is incredible.
So let me ask you something. What does it mean when they say balsamic?
Balsamic is typically, it is aged. It's a Trebbiano grape, and pretty much all vinegar starts from that Trebbiano grape. The difference between a white and a red is that the red is typically, it's heated a little bit, and it creates what's called a must, or a mother, some people call it. And that is put back into the product, and it's aged in caskets, in wood caskets, big barrels, not caskets you might be thinking of, but big wood barrels. And from there, each year, the product in those barrels gets smaller and smaller. So we take it out of those barrels, put it into different wood species, so it grabs different flavors from all sorts of woods.
That's why it's a mother.
That's why it's the mother. Right.
So basically, it's wine vinegar. It's aged,
you know, the process
wine
is the
vinegar.
Same. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The process.
So you couldn't
same.
Make balsamic, in other words, with cider vinegar.
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
So
yeah.
Shasta,
this is a learning
good.
Experience.
It is, and that's what's so cool about this. I've been waiting for this interview for a long time because I've been in your store a couple times, and
yeah.
I've experimented with the oils and the vinegars, and honestly, I haven't had a lot of success with it because I didn't really have an understanding. But before we get into the recipes, why Rockford? How does a store like this get in downtown Rockford?
Well, you know, that's a good question. We live in Rockford. Kids go to Rockford schools. And it's one of those things that we both had been in corporate America for so long and said, you know what, gosh, we're hitting 40. We're at that point in our life where we're ready to do something that we feel makes a difference and that brings good quality products to everyone. And I'll tell you, when we walked away from corporate America, we weren't really sure at that point what good quality products and what that was really going to be and comprise. We took a year to kind of travel the world and experience culture and cuisine, and both love to cook and both love good quality products. And one day it was just clear, let's bring these sort of products home, and home's Rockford. So we said, let's bring it home and give it to everyone.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grillin' Guys on 107.3. You can catch us live 24/7 on thegrillinguys.com. You can hit us on Facebook. If you do hit us on Facebook, the next five people that go to The Grillin' Guys radio show on Facebook are going to get some certificates for Kogel Viennas. And it's not just a hot dog, okay? We're talking the best Frank in the world. So, made right here in Michigan, by the way. So
goes good with that amber teas that Chaz brought in the first segment, too.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to put some balsamic on a Kogel. I'm working on that.
Oh, I'm sure we can find a way.
I bet you could.
So, Shasta, it's recipe time. You brought in just a variety of them. And by the way, we'll put those up on the website because they're all really good. But I want to cover this one that is a grilled item. It's a grilled pork tenderloin. Why don't you run down the ingredients in that for us?
This is an awesome recipe. It's for people that know how to cook and don't know how to cook, so it's very simple. About a two-pound pork tenderloin, give or take a little bit. You're going to put a clove of fresh garlic, 2 tablespoons of ginger root. You could also substitute, a jarred or
powdered.
Powder, yep. Is the word, mm-hmm. as well. About a quarter cup of water. And then this is kind of where the magic happens. You're going to put a quarter cup of the tangerine balsamic vinegar, 4 tablespoons of a blood orange olive oil, and a tablespoon of sesame oil.
Wow.
Throw a little soy sauce in there. I just put it in a baggie and marinate it up, let it sit for a little while.
Okay, so you got me on three of the ingredients that are new to me and are very familiar with you. Tangerine balsamic vinegar. Before we dive into that, how do you infuse a flavor into a vinegar? I mean, vinegar is sour, it's a little acidic. Yeah. How do you infuse a flavor into vinegar?
That's a good question. A lot of people equate vinegar with it's going to be tart and it's going to be very acidic and it's going to grab you kind of in the back of the throat. And most of the balsamics that we have, because they've been aged, they have a nice sweet flavor to them. And this is the case with the tangerine balsamic. The balsamics typically have a little bit of flavor added, and it's all the natural fruit flavor or natural herb flavor to them. And it's added through that process of the aging. Same goes really for the oils. A lot of those oils, that natural flavor is added throughout that process. Some of them are even crushed at the same time that the olive is crushed, fruit is crushed.
So then, is there a rule of thumb versus like a regular wine vinegar or a cider vinegar, whatever you're used to using, with a comparison to balsamic? If you wanted to substitute a vinegar, I take it that's quite okay, and you'd probably prefer that they did put a balsamic in, if it was from your store especially.
Absolutely, right.
Is there a rule of thumb as to, because balsamics, in my estimation, have much more strength and characteristic.
True.
Would you use like half as much balsamic as a standard?
That's a really good question. I would say every palate's a little bit different, and I don't think that there's really a chart or a rule of thumb on that. Obviously, the balsamic is going to be sweeter because of that aging process than what you're going to get from like a mm-hmm. white wine or a red vinegar. Okay. So use your judgment. Start less is more as you're kind of pouring in those substitute products. Obviously, if you want it to taste great, come into the store.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Olive Oil Guys. Oops, I'm sorry. To the Grilling Guys. And we're talking to Shasta. Tell us exactly where in Rockford, if we want to find your shop, how do we get there?
We are downtown Rockford. We are at the one stoplight right in town. So if you know Rockford, we're right there at that one stoplight.
Okay.
It's the corner of Bridge and Main. And we're actually at 65 East Bridge.
Great. And how many selections of balsamics then would you have?
Wow, we have about 30, and that varies. Whenever there's a new product that comes out that we feel is worthy of putting out there, we grab it.
You brought in one other, you brought a bunch of recipes. Thank you very much.
You're
so accommodating. Artichoke and cheese stuffed mushrooms. This, you know, when you're grilling, I mean, for me especially, I don't always come up with the best sides or things. My wife will always say, you know, what do you want me to make? Or what would you like with it? Or she'll go, what do you want with it? Something like that.
Easy. Easy. Now, no. Maureen, I'll beat him
I'm
up for that later.
I'm just kidding.
You're, it's right, Bobby, because, you know, we tend to gravitate to the meat when we're on the grill.
Exactly.
And this is a great side dish. Shasta, tell us what's in that.
Well, what we have in this one is we have about 24, give or take, large mushrooms. And the product that you're going to use from the store would be a lemon olive oil, which is wonderful. If you've never had the opportunity to use lemon, fish, chicken, pork, anything. But you're going to use about a quarter cup of the Meyer lemon oil, some garlic, nutmeg, thyme, throw in a handful of Parmesan, some parsley, and you're going to stuff those babies, and you're going to either grill them or you're going to put them in the oven, about 400 degrees.
So if I like dipping bread in olive oil, these different flavored ones, I mean, you could have a ton of fun.
You can.
With
it. I'll tell you, our number one seller for bread dipping is our Tuscan herb. You need to do nothing else but throw it on a plate and grab some bread.
Oh. You know, you've got some private tasting parties that you do, too. This, again, would be just a wonderful event. You can do them, it says, for as small as 6 or up to about 25 or 30.
Right.
So what a great way to go and explore some new flavors and some new techniques. Because, again, I went up thinking that I was all of that in a bag of chips and bought some of this stuff. And when I got home, I think I was using too much of it. And it was overpowering. And I didn't want to be disappointed with it. So we'll be up, and we'll awesome. The grilling guys will come by, and we're going to take a little class, because I'm telling you guys out there, this is cool stuff. I'm looking on their website. They got roasted sesame oil, Parisian lime, garlic, Meyer lemon. There's some fantastic flavors on this stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, listen, Shasta DeLong, thank you so much. We're talking about the Old World Olive Press in Rockford. We appreciate you coming up.
Thank you.
And bringing all these great samples. We love bribes. If you're our next guest, you should know that. What's coming up, Randy?
Well, in our next segment, we're gonna blow out to Kansas City, and we're gonna talk. No, Rob Russell's not in Kansas City, is he? We're gonna talk about
he's
some baked beans that he's got, and we're going to do a chicken and sun-dried bruschetta. Would be good with some of this oil as well, and then we're gonna talk to Big Polly in the last segment.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of stuff going on. We're the Grilling Guys, 107.3. We'll be back.